number three, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet. 8.net, toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. And enjoy those there on us. freetalklive.com. And Mark, we just got off the phone with Kelly in Colorado last hour. And I just wanted to recap a couple of mistakes that you made. You handled the call. Yeah, you handled the call, I guess, fairly well. It was a pretty intense call.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to a word that unfortunately made you look bad.
It's a loaded word.
It's a word that has
It only makes me look bad to socialists and communists. The problem is the socialists and communists
are everyone.
They've infiltrated society so thoroughly that people are scared of the word capitalism.
Right. You use the word capitalism,
yeah.
And at this point, capitalism has become a bad, bad word. It shouldn't be. I wish it weren't that way, but capitalism is a bad word, as anarchism is a bad word as well.
Only by people who don't understand what capitalism means. Capitalism is the free market. That's it.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yes.
It has nothing to do with government interference
in the
free market.
It has nothing to do with robber barons.
No, it has nothing to do with any of that. Robber barons used the government to get the positions that they had.
Yep.
That's why they would be called a baron, because they had power over people.
Via the government.
Via
their
government.
Connections.
That's what a baron is. The baron is the government.
Right.
And so that's the only reason it's a bad thing, is because people have misinterpreted it over time.
And when we actually ended the call, he sort of agreed that the free market was a good thing. So that's why I advocate staying away from the term capitalism or capitalist, and staying away from the term anarchism and anarchy as well. They're both terms that have been completely destroyed by popular culture. They've been completely destroyed by bad journalism, bad reporting, and that's why I think free market and free marketeer are just better, because they haven't been decimated yet. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, Vanderbilt?
Hey, what's on your mind?
My Bilderberger
brother. Hey, I just wanted to respond to the last call. I'm a little sorry that I missed all the fireworks.
Yeah.
Before I came to Japan, I lived in San Diego for 22 years. So since we're using our geographic or former geographic locations of residence as a credential for opposing arguments, I thought I'd throw that in there first.
Yeah, it has no. I don't care where you live. Your opinion on immigration is just as valid or invalid. It doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
Right. So, from my empirical experience in San Diego, a lot of the violence that he's talking about that happens on the border is not because of people wanting to come in here and to work. It's because of drugs, and that's a different problem. That goes to the whole war on drugs and why that entire bundle of government BS should just be repealed.
Well, no, I don't think he was talking about just violence on the border. He was talking about the people that the La Raza, the Mecca, the people that want to essentially allegedly take the southwestern portion of the United States back from Mexico. What do you have to say to that?
So what if it's true? I mean, if it's honestly true, and I don't think it is, but you know.
Oh, I believe it's true, Brandon. It makes perfectly good sense. In the late 60s and early 70s, we had a group called the Black Panthers. Why did we have them? Because we treated black people like crap. We told them that they were less than a first class citizen, and that they should, they should be happy with the lowest jobs that we give them. Well, that's what we're doing with the Mexicans. And you're damn right, they're going to get militant, they're going to get dangerous, and they're going to be upset about being treated as second class citizens. And they should.
Yeah, well, when you feel like you're hated,
you hate back. People hate back.
And in fact, right. Julia was telling me, I think during the break, that you were listening to some Rush Limbaugh recently, right? And what was it that he was saying?
He kept referring to legal immigrants as Caucasians. He would not. So it proved to me that it's really about race.
I can't see how it's not. If you stand in the opposition of free immigration to this country, I can knock down your reasons. What do you have left? You've got culture. And what is culture? I want to defend the culture we've got against the culture that's coming. And I'm sorry, that sounds like bigotry to me.
Brown versus white. Versus brown.
Sounds like the same. You know, I've got a house in Florida, because geographic locations matter. I've got a house in Florida, and in that house in Florida, I've got some Mexican people who live there. I guess they're Americans now. I don't know. They have Social Security numbers. That's all I know. And they live there. And the funny, the house looks exactly the same outside as it did before. There's not a piñata hanging from the tree. And there isn't
any
any broken down Impalas in the driveway. And, you know, there's nothing about this house that...
There are plenty of white people with broken down cars. Well, there's plenty of white people with cars and crap in the front yard, too.
All I'm saying is that, yes, as a matter of fact, I've lived next to white people with broken down cars and crap in the front yard. All I'm saying is these people are no different. I don't understand what people are complaining about.
Brandon, any other thoughts?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I actually had a few more. First, getting back to the whole Azatlan thing, if we're going to go by that logic, then shouldn't we deport all KKK members throughout the United States? Because they want to take America back for the white people, and not just white people, but Protestant white people. So shouldn't they be sent off to some other country where they can go have their own little white Protestant country of their own?
Well, I mean, should they be sent off? Of course, the answer is going to be no, they shouldn't be sent anywhere. But what they should do is they should maybe take a page from the playbook of the people that they supposedly believe are coming here to form their own little area, and they should go and form their own little country. The white separatist people should all move into the same area in, Montana or whatever, and go ahead and secede for themselves. That way they can have their little white paradise. I think that'd be just fine if they did that, but on their own.
Right. Right. My last thought was he was talking at the end of his call about globalist this and government.
The Trilateral Commission.
Right. But if you miss what he said at the very beginning of his call, his very first sentence was, "I think that we being the United States, have a responsibility to help these people fix their own country." Now, if that's not globalist BS, I don't know what is.
Well, I don't know what globalist even means. I mean, it's often used by the people that are scared to death of the. These international bankers that they know the names of, which amazes me that we would know the names of these international bankers that are taking over the world.
But you can't do anything about it.
Right. But I, you know what? The people you cannot name are the ones that you need to be concerned with.
True.
Anyway, you know, the people that are concerned with that, they use this term globalist, and I think that means that the people that support the international bankers that they can name. The burritos and the Rahimshas, whatever
guys, right.
The whole thing.
Right. But my point is, why are we responsible for fixing up other countries?
We are not. Anybody who thinks that is a communist, not a globalist,
which is what he was.
And how are we going to pay for that?
We are going to pay through that. I would assume we would pay.
Through
taxes, because we are so wealthy and they are so poor. We should give some of our money, and if you don't give some of your money, you'll have to go to jail, son.
Brandon, are you listening to something in the background? Is there like a television on in the background?
No, that's negative, sir.
Okay, I just hear some interference there. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah,
it sounded like
cartoons or something.
Something like that. All right, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, the toll-free number for you. Bring up whatever's on your mind. So I want to jump into the email box because Tim has an email for us, and he says, "Hey, my name's Tim, and I've got a bit of a problem. I was hoping you guys might be able to help. I am an atheist," says Tim.
Okay.
"Now, I haven't always been an atheist, but I have always had deep suspicions, even as a young child. The other night, you guys...
Young child doesn't believe in God? That's interesting.
The other night, you...
What if he believes in Santa Claus?
The other night, you guys were talking about coming out of the atheist closet, so to speak, and I need your help. I'm 20 years old, and I'm married. Now, I've been happily married for over a year now, and we have an 18-month-old daughter, and my wife is due in March. Most of that, I doubt, matters, aside from how deep and strong these relationships are to me. At any rate, my wife is a Christian.
Oh,
not a church every Sunday Christian, but a whenever we wake up early enough on Sunday Christian.
Ah.
Well, this wouldn't be a problem aside from the fact that I am an atheist, and she has no clue. I've tried dropping subtle hints, and she always yells at me for being so blasphemous. She gets downright angry about it."
Yep.
"Well, the reason I'm emailing is that I was hoping that Ian could give me some good tips and pointers as to how I can let my wife and family know without possibly hurting my marriage."
You're asking Ian for ways to handle interpersonal relationships?
Well, that's why I'm bringing...
You do need help.
I'm bringing this up because we've got Julia here tonight, and I'm figuring since she's the lady, she might have some suggestions.
Really? The
extra
X chromosome somehow qualifies her?
I think so. Maybe it's a question about women. and coming out of the closet as an atheist. While you're laughing so much, you're going to have to give your answer, too.
Oh, I will.
Coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net, toll-free live for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. We give it all away, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you, free, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, A Freewheeling History of the Modern American Libertarian Movement by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at lfb.com. We're in the middle of an email from Tim. He's an atheist, 20 years old, married. He's got an 18-month-old daughter, and his wife is due with another one in March. Unfortunately, as he puts it, his wife is a Christian. Now, she's not an every Sunday church Christian, but she's a church whenever we get a chance kind of a Christian. Nonetheless, he has tried dropping subtle hints to her that he may not be as much of a Christian as she is. In fact, he's an atheist. He's been dropping subtle hints, and she isn't taken too kindly to them so far. In fact, she's getting downright angry about it. So he wants to know if we have any tips or pointers as to how he can let his wife and family know that he's an atheist without possibly hurting his marriage. He says, please help, guys. So with that in mind, I guess my answer would be, oh boy, you're in a bit of a sticky situation there, Tim. I don't know how long you've been of the atheist mindset. He says I haven't always been.
He hasn't always been.
But he's always had deep reservations.
20, right?
Yeah, he's 20. He's had deep reservations. So that would sound to me like you've had those reservations all the way through your entire marriage, and it's a shame that you didn't let them out sooner rather than later. I can't see any easy way to get out of this. If your wife is negative towards the idea of being with an atheist, and you've sort of been toying around with poking and prodding and trying to feel her out on this one, and it's not feeling too good, I don't know if it's going to be a deal breaker to come out of the closet, but if it feels like something that you have to do to feel good about yourself, I think that you should do it. Julia, what's your suggestion for Tim?
Well, like you said, I don't really have any simple way to get out of this, but in my experience, the best relationships are based on honesty and communication, and obviously if your wife can't handle the fact that you're an atheist, she doesn't really love you very much.
I would agree with that. Mark?
I think that there's all kinds of honesty and communication that's great, and I think there's some that stinks. Honey, your breath smells really bad. You have halitosis. Not the kind of communication that's really going to do some good to a relationship.
Well, you can be more tactful about it.
No, you can't. Halitosis, what are you going to do about it? It's a medical condition.
It may not be halitosis. It may be something simple.
But what if it is?
Well,
you know she's brushing her teeth.
Right.
You know whether she is or not.
Well, I can tell you that there are these things called tonsillates that are not halitosis, and they don't have anything to do with brushing teeth. And that could be what the problem is.
I'm not talking about halitosis.
Okay.
I'm talking about certain types of communication. The fact is, he entered this relationship as a person who didn't care about whether his wife was a Christian or not.
Mm.
And, you know, so that's where he stands. As far as I'm concerned, the direction you should go with this is your atheism is not important to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten married to this woman, and you wouldn't love her, and you wouldn't have these kids with her. So, take your atheism and swallow it.
It sounds like she's forcing him to go to church, and he doesn't want to.
Now, that's the issue. The issue is not whether or not you believe in God. The issue is whether or not you go to church. And
well, it's going
to
be more than that.
It's
going to be more than that, because if he's raising kids, if he's raising kids...
I'm sorry. He went into that relationship as a Christian, as far as everyone concerned. Those kids need to be baptized. They need to be christened, or whatever. That's it.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, you don't. That's because you're an atheist.
Well,
and you like carry it on a flag when you walk down to the post office.
That's not true at all. That's not true, and you know it. You're lying, and that's not true.
I'm telling you that atheism is not important. It's not important. He doesn't believe in God.
It may be important to people who are atheists, Mark. Did that ever cross your mind?
Come on. What is the difference?
What's the difference between what?
He got into the relationship with the woman, knew she was a Christian.
Right.
He made his decisions already. And I'm sorry.
So now screw him. He's screwed for the rest of his life. He should stay in the closet.
He got into a deal.
He should pretend like he's a Christian.
He shouldn't pretend like anything. He should do what he has to do to get out of going to church. He should say, I don't believe in organized religion. I don't, you know, these pastors, they're big fancy buildings, you know, they're fancy cars that they have.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff comes from people giving money. I do not believe in church. I think he should take a stance against church. He should go on Easter and Christmas to church, and that's the only thing.
That's not much of a stand.
What kind of stand?
You got to take a stand against church. You don't go.
But you know, for special family events, weddings, things like that, you can go anyway.
It depends.
Don't give him any money.
I see where you're coming from. Julia, any other thoughts on that one?
Well, I think he should do what's right for him, and if what's right for him...
Sure, is losing his whole family over some dumb, philosophy.
Maybe it's
sure.
not dumb for him. Maybe it's important to him now. Maybe it wasn't... Maybe he didn't realize how important his atheism was at age 18, but now he's come to the realization that it is more important.
Obviously, it's somewhat important to him, because he's brought it up, and he's been thinking about it.
I've got to tell you, what's important? Wife and family.
Even if you're living a lie...
Living what lie?
Well, if he's going to go on pretending like he is a Christian in order to keep his family together...
You're not pretending anything. You just don't participate in the conversation.
Okay, so the conversation comes up that it's what? Time to go to church, honey.
Oh, no, we've already had that conversation, Ian. We've already talked about it. He says he doesn't believe in church.
Okay, and it's you don't simple. Think that's going to be a deal breaker for somebody that does believe in church? For somebody
no.
that does believe
clearly,
church is important?
Clearly it's not that big of an issue to her. She's not up every morning going, every Sunday morning going
but
to church.
But it's big enough to where she is, as he puts it...
No, I don't think it'll be a deal breaker.
He says that she gets downright angry about it when he drops hints. He's
it's
just
not
dropping
going to
hints.
Be a deal breaker.
That's because what you're saying is, Jesus is a lie. That's a whole different story than Pat Robertson steals money. That's a completely different conversation, Ian.
If it's not that important to her, then she shouldn't have a problem with him being an atheist.
Absolutely not. I just made the point. There's a complete difference between saying Jesus is a bunch of bunk than Pat Robertson took a bunch of money. I don't know who Pat Robertson is. Jimmy Stewart. What was the
Jim Johnson? Jim Jones?
No, not Jim Jones. The one that would cry a lot in the 80s.
Tammy Faye Baker?
Yeah, it is her husband.
Yeah.
James Baker. James Baker stole money from his constituents. That's a completely different conversation. Jesus is holy. James Baker is a man, infallible.
So he shouldn't come out about his atheism. You're saying he shouldn't come out about his atheism, but he should
Why?
Come out against
smear it
organized
in somebody's
religion?
Face.
Well,
you don't
smearing...
have to smear it in somebody's face.
Sure you are.
That's not true. You it can state your beliefs. You don't... I've been in this situation before. I was in a relationship with a Christian, and I was an atheist. He knew I was an atheist. I knew he was a Christian. It wasn't originally established, but when he found out, he wanted to know why, but it wasn't a big deal. We just didn't talk about religion, and we respected each other's views.
I'm telling you.
I didn't smear anything in his face.
But it may not have been as big of a deal for you because you were the lady in that particular relationship, and he really wanted to be with you, so he let it slide in that particular case. Maybe it would work differently in this case because he's the guy and she's got the kids and she's got all the cards. That may be what's going on here. We don't know what all of the details of the relationship are in this particular case, but it sounds to me like he's awful. It sounds to me like he's treading on some very thin ice because he makes it seem like she's really serious about this whole religion thing. Even though she's not up every Sunday going to church, it sounds like she still holds the religion thing pretty close to her heart. And so this could be a deal breaker. This could be a heartbreaker for her. And so obviously he's going to have to tread very carefully. I'm interested to know what he does in this particular case. And what would your suggestion be for Tim? 800-259-9231. Should he come out of the closet or should he keep it quiet? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly friendly, pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net, toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. The listener map is there at map.freetalklive.com. People from around the world have taken the time to send us their photo, but they've taken the time to add themselves to said listener map, and you can go and take a look at it and add yourself to it as well if you like at map.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. And to get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Richard in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Richard. Richard in Tennessee. Richard going once. Richard in Tennessee going twice. Hello. Okay. Well, then let's try Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Matt. What's
Hi,
on your mind?
Hi.
I was listening to you guys arguing about atheism.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little problem of my own.
Okay.
And I would love to move to New Hampshire. I'd love to join this Free State Project and move to New Hampshire.
Okay.
I've talked to my wife about it. She doesn't want to move to New Hampshire.
Why?
Well, she has her family here. The kids have their friends here. She's going to refuse to move to New Hampshire. Now, for me, freedom is an issue that's very, very important.
Okay.
It's a very important philosophy for me. So I am seriously thinking about giving up my family and moving to New Hampshire.
Wow. That's awesome. And I've got to say, you wouldn't be the first person to do it.
Well, that's fine and dandy. But here you got a gentleman who is faced with the same problem with atheism. And Mark called it a stupid philosophy.
I said silly, didn't I?
Lose his family office.
I wouldn't lose my family over it. I wouldn't lose my family over freedom, and I wouldn't lose my family over atheism.
You're a liar, well, Mark. You were about ready to leave your wife behind in Florida.
My wife doesn't have kids with me.
Oh, I see. So you only consider family when there are kids involved.
Well, it's blood.
I see.
I mean, you know, that's when it's real.
Okay. So go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, that was the point I wanted to make. I wanted to, you know, show them that different people have different priorities.
Different value systems. Now,
different value systems.
Have you actually taken the time to tell your wife that you're considering just going anyway, and how has her response been, if so?
No, I haven't. I haven't really.
So this is just something you've just been wrestling with this on a personal basis, then.
Well, I haven't come out of the closet yet.
Just like this
gentleman with the atheism. You know, it's the same thing. It's a philosophy. It's the same. I realize I'm not an atheist. I'm not a Christian, but I'm not an atheist either.
One thing's for sure, in regards to moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and leaving everything behind, I've got to say that I think you've got your priorities set straight. I think that anybody that comes here is going to be able to find love. They're going to be able to make new friends, and they're going to be able to find somebody who's going to care about them in the long run. I think that, you know, if people don't see that vision, if people don't understand it, and they want to just have their happy little life there in Illinois or wherever it is that they live, then let them. Let them enjoy themselves in their police state.
You know, I say get a mailbox at one of those mailboxes, et cetera, and vote in New Hampshire, and then, quote-unquote, travel to Illinois 11 months out of the year.
Why would you want to do that? I think the point of moving here is to become a part of the Free State Project and be here all of the months out of the year.
I hear what you're saying, but I wouldn't do it over family. I wouldn't.
This is the reason why I hate the statement, your family will always be there for you, because it's just not true.
What do you mean?
Well, I lost some family members over moving to New Hampshire. My dad did not want me to move to New Hampshire, and he does not speak to me anymore because I did.
And how do you feel about that?
I guess at first I was pretty angry, but I've let it go because obviously he doesn't care about me that much if he doesn't listen to me and want what's best for me.
Exactly right. I think you're dead on. If your family doesn't want what's best for you, what you think is best for you, then screw them. Who are they? They're just blood, Mark. They're just people who happen to be born into your same area.
Sorry about you and your family, then.
What are you sorry about?
I'm just sorry that you've got such a crappy relationship with your family.
I'm not
Mine's
sorry.
Mine's a hell of a lot better.
I've got a much better family here in New Hampshire. I've got people who actually care about me here in New Hampshire that actually do, that actually I consider my real family. Ideologically, they are my family, and personally, they are my family. They've shown more dedication to me than my family members ever have, so screw my family.
My family members have shown incredible dedication to me, and, you know, to let them go over some belief philosophy, I'm not willing to do that. I'm just not.
That is,
you know,
absolutely
wonderful. I'm
going to
build bridges,
Mark.
And I'm going to create relationships. I'm not going to tear them down.
So if your mom had said, Mark,
but my mom didn't.
I understand.
That's the point. I've created a relationship with my mother that's a hell of a lot better than that. It's not an if situation. My mother's happy to see me, and I come back and I see her once a month. I fly down there for a day, hang out in Sarasota for a day, and then I go back.
That proves that your mother obviously loves you very much.
Yeah, and I've got good relationships, and I think that it's important to consider the relationships important. I've got a good mother because I consider that relationship important.
That's good, and I consider me number one, so I go where I want to go first, and the relationships will follow. Matt, any other thoughts for us?
No, that was it. It was a very interesting discussion you
did. Excellent. Thanks,
thanks
for the call. Appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. If you are a good person, you will make new relationships with people who really do care about you wherever you go. And I hope that Matt can get his family and his friends behind him, and everybody can move to New Hampshire. But if it turns out that Matt really wants to be a free man and his wife really wants to stay comfy where she is, then I think the right choice to make is to move to New Hampshire.
I think that some people will make those choices. I'm telling you, I wouldn't.
I know, and you're, a coward.
I'm not a coward. That is the most disgusting thing you've ever said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's disgusting that you would just toss your family and your relationships out the door. Well, good people can find new friends. Good people don't toss away relationships like they're nothing, like they're a bunch of dirty
rags.
They
are nothing.
Yeah,
they are nothing because they are too cowardly to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So screw them.
Sick.
Yeah, that's right. Screw them.
Sick.
What? Oh, so they want me to stick around with them so
those
I can make them feel good?
Those people have given you a lot in your life. They have done a great deal for you.
I don't owe them anything.
And to take that relationship
understand.
And just wipe your butt with it, that makes me... It's just... Foul.
It's not wiping my butt, Mark. It's doing what's right for me. And what was right for me is moving to New Hampshire. There's nothing foul about doing what's right for you in your life.
I'm just telling you...
To suggest that otherwise is cowardly. I'm sorry.
Do what you want
you
in your life.
You think it's wiping my butt? You think moving here to New Hampshire was wiping my butt with my relationships down in Florida?
You think trying to keep my relationships good in Florida is cowardly?
I didn't say that.
That's what you did. That's the word you used.
No, I said if you didn't come to New Hampshire on behalf of somebody who wanted you to stay in Florida, that would be cowardly. But
please,
you're here, Mark.
If I had a wife and a family and they didn't want to move, it would not be cowardly. It would be sticking with the commitments that I had made.
It would be cowardly if you said that freedom was important to you. But if freedom's not important to you, then it's not cowardly.
Freedom is important, but you make commitments. You've got children, you've got wives, you've got family. You have to do things about that. You've made commitments. That's what men do. They stick with the commitments that they've made.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Richard in Tennessee, trying him again for the second time. Richard, are you there?
I am.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was wanting to talk to you about the border issue.
Yeah.
And I was just curious, would your solution be just to end welfare at a screeching halt and just wide open the border?
Yep, of course.
That's it.
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
Do you think that would create some sort of chaos?
No, why?
What kind of chaos?
Well, there's a lot of people out there. I'm not saying that I'm for welfare, but there's a lot of people out there that are utilizing it, and you just cut it off at a...
You would simply say, okay, you've got till the end of, 6 months from now, then welfare is going to end. It will cut off, and so you better get your S together. Get your life together and get it straight, because you're not going to get any checks anymore. Don't you think that would take care of the situation?
I could see the timeline. That would work.
Yeah, it would be a timeline and then an abrupt cutoff. There's no need to wean people off of it.
And no new signups.
There you go. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free packet 8.net line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by amping. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Like over 320 of our listeners have done. It's a very simple concept. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is that since we give away all the features on the website for free at freetalklive.com, you might want to help support the show on a voluntary basis. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up via PayPal or any major credit card, and then we'll automatically deduct the amount, $3 a month, from your account. And you probably won't even know it's even happening, but it makes a big difference because with the hundreds of amplifiers that we have, we've got over $2,200 a month coming in to the show, actually over $2,300 a month coming in.
Really?
Which is essentially our advertising budget. It allows us to put ads into industry publications, to get the show on more radio stations around the country, to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And that's what AMP does, and it does it very effectively, and it's a great way to support the show that you enjoy. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forums, and more. There's also some special things that the amplifiers are able to test first before they're released to the general public, and that's all available for you, amp.freetalklive.com. Well, the conversation continued during the break. Things got pretty heated in here between Julia, Mark, and myself about family members and liberty and priorities. And I guess it's just a matter of we all have different priorities, Mark, between you, myself, and Julia.
Sure.
I don't know if necessary. I came down pretty hard on you before, calling you a coward, mm-hmm. and I didn't mean to call you a coward directly. My suggestion was that if liberty is of the highest order for you, and you stay back from joining the Free State Project because of a mom and dad sort of situation or a family situation.
Now,
to me is cowardly. Would you agree or disagree with
that? I'm not suggesting that you stay where you are because of a mom and dad situation, unless you're talking about an infirm parent or an infirm child, for that matter.
Wife. Let's go husband and wife.
Husband and wife. That's a commitment that you entered into as opposed to a commitment that you were born into.
Uh-huh.
Now, you really should have. There should have been a conversation
but
with your
can't
husband.
Changes happen. I mean, let's say that you were a socialist when you entered into your marriage and you married another socialist. And let's say you discover Free Talk Live, or you discover somebody who is not a socialist, and they turn you on to the pro-liberty message. And then you've got a timeline here. You've got, you're a socialist, you married a socialist, then you found out about liberty, and of course liberty is such a persuasive message, you naturally were persuaded to the libertarian side of things, and you try to persuade your husband or your wife on this particular issue, and they just don't want to budge. They're all into socialism, they are 100% socialist, now you're 100% libertarian. Are you still obligated to stay with this person just because you made a commitment way back when? People change. Times change and things change. And if your new personality is that you're of a pro-liberty mindset, I think it's the right thing to do to make a move and do what's right for you, and that is move to the Free State Project.
You're talking about a different situation with just a husband and wife than where somebody's
throw kids into the mix too.
Then you've got obligations and stuff. I mean, you've created
you can
life.
Still pay alimony or whatever. You can still pay child support.
That'll take care of everything. God knows those kids will grow up calling some other dude daddy, and that's fine as long as liberty's taken care of.
I'm talking about what's right for you. If what changes in your heart is that liberty becomes of utmost importance.
And, right, and that's what my point is. And if what's right for you is liberty, your kids calling some other dude daddy, then I gotta question your values a little bit. Like, it's okay with me if you, and the Free State Project may be the right thing for you to do, but I gotta look, when you tell me that story, look me in the face and said, yeah, I left my wife and kids, so that I can move here, I'm gonna go, whew, wow, really? That's really something.
Yeah, okay. And, I think that's, I would actually be impressed by that.
Yeah, well, personally. I would be impressed.
Impressed?
Impressed.
Like, as
right.
In a bad way.
So something would be impressed upon me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I would not consider that, I'm thinking, ugh.
Now, I didn't have a wife and kids, but I did have a boyfriend and three cats, and I did leave them and my path to
New Hampshire. The cats will be fine, and the boyfriend will find another girl, believe me.
I understand, but I had a commitment, and I changed my mind.
There is no commitment when it comes to boyfriend-girlfriend. That's a bunch of crap.
Oh, it was very difficult.
I'm sure it was. Coming to New Hampshire isn't easy. I don't care who you've
certainly
got
not.
Or not. But, no. There, I'm
so Julie, you'd look down
Julie,
on
there's no
for
comparison
that.
Of begetting children, bringing them into the mix, and then leaving them because you've gotten this newfound philosophy.
What if you take your kids with you to New Hampshire and you leave the wife?
Yeah, that might be a different story.
Oh, so that's okay with you. As long as the kids... So really, it's just...
You've taken responsibilities on, Ian. Yes, I believe that it's you're obligated to take care of your responsibilities.
I never said anyone should shirk their responsibilities.
Any
I never
libertarian
said
that says that they should...
Did I ever say that?
Yeah, it sure
Julia, you've
like
been sitting
me.
Here. Did I say somebody should shirk their responsibilities?
There's always alimony. And you think that money makes up for being a father, and it doesn't.
I didn't suggest that. I said that that you should go to New Hampshire and bring your family with you. But in the event that you have a controlling bitch
say anything like that.
You should bring your life with you to New Hampshire.
I
in the event that.
That
you have a controlling bitch of a wife who insists on staying where she is, then she can take the check. Because if freedom is as important to you as it is to me, then you should do what's right for you.
How about this?
First.
How about your wife is, she says no, but you have the feeling in your heart that she'll change her mind over time, like the drip, drip, drip that makes the Grand Canyon?
Uh-huh.
Should you say screw it and leave her immediately?
What do you think, Julia?
No, I think that...
So how long, 10 years? 20?
Well, we've got until 20,000, at least as far as
wondering.
The Free State Project is concerned.
Just wondering.
Then you've got a few years to change your mind.
What's a few years to change your mind?
When it hits 20,000.
Yeah, you got 5 years.
Okay.
So
5 years should be plenty of time to change your mind.
That's how long it is? Okay. There you go.
There you go. All right, 800-259-9231. Well, speaking of changing minds and minds in general, a team of world-leading neuroscientists, according to The Guardian Unlimited, has developed a powerful technique that allows them to look deep inside a person's brain and read their intentions before they act.
Really?
The research breaks controversial new ground in scientists' ability to probe people's minds and eavesdrop on their thoughts and raises serious ethical issues over how brain reading technology might be used in the future.
Great, I can't wait.
The team
lies suck, and I can't wait until we can break them.
The team used high-resolution brain scans to identify patterns of activity before translating them into meaningful thoughts, revealing what a person planned to do in the near future. It's the first time scientists have succeeded in reading intentions in this way. They go on to talk about how obviously this is going to raise issues in regards to, like, say, a Minority Report situation where governments might want to get their hands on this technology and use it to essentially determine whether or not somebody is allegedly going to create a get involved in a crime. Apparently, during the study, researchers asked volunteers to decide whether to add or subtract two numbers they were later shown on a screen. Before the numbers flashed up, they were given a brain scan using a technique called functional magnetic imaging resonance. The researchers then used a software, that's FMIR, I guess, okay, if you're looking for the letters. The researchers then used a software that had been designed to spot subtle differences in brain activity to predict the person's intentions with 70% accuracy. 70% accuracy right now is what they have.
That's not bad.
Technology. That's not too shabby. But it is bad if it's going to be used
now,
in a negative fashion.
Now, 50% accuracy would be pretty much useless, right? It was basically
right
between one and two, of two things. Is that correct?
It's, yeah, the numbers, add or subtract, they were deciding whether to add or subtract two numbers they were later shown on screen. So, they were deciding,
one
I'm going to
other
add or I'm going to subtract, and then they were shown numbers, and then they did the multiplication, or they did the addition or subtraction.
The math.
The study revealed signatures of activity in a marble-sized part of the brain called the medial prefrontal cortex that changed when a person intended to add the numbers or subtract them.
Man, you'd make a fortune in Las Vegas if you could just figure out, you know, 70% accuracy versus 50% accuracy, because 50% accuracy would basically useless.
Because brains differ so much, the scientists need a good idea of a person's brain activity looks like when they're thinking something to be able to spot it in a scan. But researchers are already devising ways of deducing what patterns are associated with different thoughts. So the question, of course, becomes, do we want to become a Minority Report society where we're preventing crimes that might not happen? Asked one of the researchers. For some of
these
techniques,
she
says, for some of the techniques, it's just a matter of time. It's just another new technology that society has to come to terms with and use for the good. But we should discuss and debate it now, because what we don't want is for it to leak into use into court willy-nilly without people having thought about the consequences. This is some serious stuff.
It's serious, but, man, I don't know. Even if they can scan you, our court system isn't set up for people that might commit a crime in the future. And
not right now.
I don't know.
But if this technology continues to move along, as it inevitably will, we're entering a
very scary
age. It seems
like a pretty easy defense.
Age.
Your Honor, I wouldn't have done it. I was, you know, I might have been thinking about it, but I wouldn't have done it.
The brain scan says you were, and so therefore you could be sentenced. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.